All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I'm John Batchelor with my very good colleague, Simon Constable, who has published and written and edited and recorded all manner of journalism over the career that now extends to the south of France, where he works for Barron's and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications here and in Europe. So Simon is completely and only a journalist. I, however, am part journalist and part inquiring book reader. So it's necessary for me to depend upon Simon to talk about what you're taught as a journalist. I came to it as a novelist. And I've learned the rules. They're not hard to learn, especially if you edit digitally. What am I getting at? The BBC explanation so far of the putting together of pieces of the president's remarks on January 6, 2021, the day of the pandemonium riot and unacceptable behavior at the Capitol by outsiders. That day, that editing is grotesque from what we have in the reports. We do not have all of it. I emphasize there's an investigation that needs to happen. I don't know who's going to do it. We need names, dates, text messages, emails, review. The program Panorama appeared in October of 2024 before the election, and it presented a president who was calling for violence that day. None of that is accurate. None of that is true. And the BBC has to provide the details that are missing as of yet. Simon, I'm most interested, we have a couple of minutes, in your reaction when you first heard about this story.
My reaction was sadness. Because if you want to do news, you want to stick with the facts and not try and fiddle with the facts. And particularly with video, it becomes fairly obvious if you've cut something out of something, because you'll see a jump maybe, or you'll see a sound change. And that's pretty obvious. I'm also not in favor of playing gotcha journalism. I don't know if that had happened with that, but there's a lot of things that we see going on that really undermine very straight and normal journalists who say, well, okay, what is the truth here? Or what are the facts? The truth may be a wrong word for it, but facts is what you need. And you certainly don't want to mess around with things and try and make someone look ridiculous. And I think we really do need to see that report and that investigation of the report. If it happens, we need to all see that for transparency purposes. If someone's made an error, well, yeah, they should say so, and they should do so quickly.
So far, there have been resignations. The director general and the head of news have resigned, but that doesn't help us understand how it happened and what it was meant to do. I mentioned that this was right before an election that was extremely tense in November of 2024. And presenting the former president of the United States, who is a candidate for the Republican Party, in the worst possible light, looks to have a motive, but maybe not. We don't know yet. Simon Constable in the south of France, lucky fellow. John Batchelor in New England, ready for winter.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.